Organizers say the teachers' strike in New Zealand is the largest industrial action ever taken by any union in the history of the country. Some 50,000 elementary and high school teachers are taking part in a one-day strike Wednesday, and local media reports say about 700,000 students are being affected. It's the third time teachers have gone out on limited strikes since the Labour Party came to power, leading a coalition government nearly 2 years ago. Money is one issue, but it's not the only one. Another one is working conditions, including class sizes. A lack of resources for special needs students is another concern, but the government says providing more money is a difficult proposition. Teachers have already turned down three pay raises of 3%, wanting a boost closer to 15% or more. Teacher shortages have been an issue across the country in New Zealand, and the government has conducted recruitment drives in Australia and the United Kingdom. Many districts have asked retired teachers to return to the classroom. Education Minister Chris Hipkins says the government's latest budget will not have any more money for teacher pay, although there may be funding for other issues that teachers have raised. The teachers say if they're not satisfied, they'll strike again later this summer. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.